The war in Iraq rages on. More troops and more equipment are sent overseas every day. While our brave men and women continue to fight the war, it's the children that suffer as well. Not just the American children, but also the children of Iraq. The American soldiers are viewed as scary as you can get. But one man is trying to change that. First Sergeant Bruce Regis of Michigan was tired of the Iraq children viewing him as a monster. He sent a request to his mother for two small puppets to help comfort the children. At first, people laughed at him because they didn't understand that puppets could be used as an effective communication tool. But now the program known as Peace Through Puppets is a success. WDIY intern Mark Keeler interviewed Sergeant Regis about the program he founded.
Good morning to you, Sergeant. How are you?
Absolutely fine. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm interviewing you today about the Peace Through Puppets program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a program that I started with my mother when I was deployed in Iraq. I was in outside Bakuba, Iraq, which is northeast of Baghdad. And it was a very volatile area, still is a very volatile area to work in. And what happened was I got an idea when I went out to assess a school, to take a look at a school, because that was one of my jobs, was to take a look at schools. I saw that the children were really afraid of us sometimes because they didn't know what was going to happen. And I wanted some way of communicating with them and making them feel better about us. So that's how it got started.
Was puppetry an interest for you as a young child?
Well, yeah, I was, my mother sort of pushed me into it, okay? She couldn't handle some of the bookings she had because she's been a lifelong puppeteer. And
wow.
So, and you know that famous thing where, you know, teenagers or young kids are hanging around the house with nothing to do? Well, she said, I have something for you to do, and you're going to go out and do this. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I started doing puppet shows when I was 12, 13 years old, all the way through high school.
What are some of your favorite puppet characters from, like, Sesame Street or, you know, Howdy Doody, Charlie McCarthy, anything like that?
Well, my first remembrance of puppets was, of course, Howdy Doody. I mean, I thought I thought my dad was Buffalo Bob, okay, or whoever it was. He went down to Florida every day and made that. He got in a plane and flew down there. You know, that's what I thought when I was, like, 4 or 5 years old. I have a lot of favorite characters. I really love the Muppet Show, I think Jim Henson did more for puppetry than anything else. I was inspired by what he did. I liked it. I liked how he also approached children, how it came across to children. And I think that was really important for me. That's what I remember the best. Let's put it that way.
Is there any particular moment in the past or your present as a puppeteer that has touched you during your service in Iraq?
I think one of the best parts was seeing how I would carry puppets in my, you know, our uniforms have those cargo pockets all over, which are really handy, by the way, okay? You can stuff a lot of stuff in them, okay? And that's mm-hmm. the whole point of them. Well, I'd have a couple of these puppets in my pocket, okay? And we'd come up to situations, and they, it's not that they were tense, but, you know, nobody knew how it was going to work out, okay? And if there was a kid there, I'd pull one of my puppets out and look at him. And I would hold it up, especially, normally the kids are there with parents, okay? And I'd look at the parent first, you know, just using eye language, that's all, okay? And then, you know, sort of asking permission to give it to the child. And the parent would, every time I did that, every parent looked at me, and all of a sudden the whole tension was broken. And everybody was happy, you know, everybody's smiling, and they're saying, of course, you know, and they usually don't want you to take their photographs, but they have no problem when they have, you know, photographs of the kids with the puppet. Now, the soldiers that were standing around me got that, okay? I have a personal security detail that would go with me on where I'd go to places, okay?
Okay.
And that was not lost on them. And some of the most important times were when one of those soldiers would tap me on the shoulder and say, look, there's a kid walking to you over here. You know what I mean? And that communication breakthrough between us and them was very important to me and to the soldiers, I think, around me.
So the children have responded positively to the to the puppets.
Absolutely. You know, I've said this before. You know, we're real good at giving out stuff. I mean, you know, soldiers inherently, especially American soldiers, like to give things to kids, okay, because it's just in our nature, I want to say, okay? And footballs, we get, you know, soccer balls, we give out soccer balls. Kids would go crazy over that, okay? And we give out toys and candy. I mean, candy is always a big plus. But when we gave out puppets, it was more of a, I want to try and communicate with you, even though we can't, the same, you know, we don't speak the same language. We can communicate with each other. And we can do that by these puppets. And to see soldiers do that with Iraqi kids was just awesome. And the kids loved it. They don't have a whole lot over there. They really have a very basic lifestyle there. So all these things are real important. Their parents can't afford to do those kind of things for them, you know? So it was good.
What made you think of puppetry as an effective communication tool with children?
I was a public school teacher for a long time, for 28 years. And you're always looking for a angle or some way to break through as far as education is concerned or with kids, okay? And, like, if we give away something, that's okay. They take it and run with it, okay? And that's great, okay? But if you have a puppet, you can start a conversation. And I think that's what happened here. I think we started to, I was looking for a way that I could do more than just give a child a toy. You know, I was looking for a way to communicate. We had some rumors, and, you know, you always hear this stuff, and you don't know whether it's true or not. Some of the kids would come up to our soldiers and tell them where, you know, improvised explosive devices were set up to kill them and things like that. And that's a real important thing you want to encourage, okay?
Okay.
And I had one of my soldiers come up. I was talking to him, you know, talking to them about it when we do that. And he said, oh, yeah, that happened to me in Baghdad. We had a kid run up to us and show us where the wire was and everything else like that. And I said, that's the kind of thing, you know, that we wanted to do. We wanted to show them that we were human beings, okay?
Is there an effort to train puppeteers in Iraq?
No, not right now. You know, that would be the next level. When I left, it was like, I'd been there a year, and I looked at everybody and I said, I need another year here, okay? And they were saying, I know you do, but you also have to go home. I said, I know I do. I have to go home. That would be the next level. And we were talking, and Bakuba had just set up their own television channel, and I was talking to the director of that and to the people who were running it on having a 5-minute or 10-minute puppet show in the morning before the regular programming started for kids. And to do a lot of things. Sometimes kids are hurt by accident because they pick up ammunition that hasn't exploded or anything like that. And my first response was to have a puppet show showing kids what not to touch. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, sir. And I understand from earlier that you are a puppeteer yourself?
That's correct.
Well, I too am a puppeteer here in the Lehigh Valley area.
Oh, well, I haven't. Obviously, I've been doing other things, but that skill as a puppeteer has helped me out in so many places. So I can only encourage you to keep doing it. It just has been a real plus in my life.
Is there any way that civilians can help with the Peace Through Puppets program?
Sure. My mother set up this wonderful website, and if you go to peacethroughpuppets.com, I just Googled Peace Through Puppets, and boom, it went right in. And they have a wonderful website, and they have all sorts of different ways that you can participate in helping out this project. Since I had to leave, I was the main source of sending all these puppets to Iraq. But we have other contacts there, and so the program is going to keep on going. And that's the important thing, is because I had a lot of requests for these, especially from forward units that were going into areas that we normally don't go into. And so they were looking for things that they could establish good relations with the community, and so they wanted to have things like puppets and footballs and things like that.
Is there any kind of puppet that you wouldn't accept from the Lehigh Valley Senate donation?
Well, I normally told people this is, as you well know, in Muslim culture, pigs are not appreciated. So the pig puppet is not exactly, you know, is something. They know Miss Piggy. Believe it or not, they know Miss Piggy from the Muppets and everything else, but I'd hate to be the kid stuck with the pig puppet. So he asked people not to send, you know, the puppets that had pigs, you know, that were portraying pigs. And we try to stay away from human beings. It's just that, just in respect to the culture, okay? They're all about the animals and the easily identifiable cartoon characters. We sort of drew the line at some of the things like Bratz and a few other things like that. Just simple animal puppets, and just stay away from the ones that represent pigs or people. And I think things will work out pretty good. They were very successful. Let's put it that way. They were really successful.
Well, I'll try to rally up as much support here for you in the Lehigh Valley as I can, and you take care of yourself out there.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate your interest.
And thank you, and take care, and God bless.
Hey, my pleasure. Call anytime. All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye, gentlemen.